Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 9, and we're going to read verses 1 to 5. They read, "Now, the first covenant had regulations for worship and also an earthly sanctuary. A tabernacle was set up. In its first room were the lampstand, the table, and the consecrated bread. This was called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a room called the most holy place, which had the golden altar of incense and the gold-covered ark of the covenant. This ark contained the gold jar of manna, Aaron's staff that had budded, and the stone tablets of the covenant. Above the ark were the cherubim of the glory, overshadowing the atonement cover. But we cannot discuss these things in detail now." I love the way that the writer ends verse 5 there. It's as if he's been enjoying a little bit of reminiscing there about the old covenant, and I suppose his own experience. It does seem that the writer has a Jewish background, and he's looking back on this recollection of the construction and the details of the tabernacle with perhaps some affection, because it was something instituted by God, and it was the way in which God communicated to and related to and with his people. So there is obviously something, much that is very good about this. It's as if he is feeling sentimental about it, but he knows he cannot stay there. We cannot discuss these things in detail now. And we'll go on next time to look at some of the implications of this. The tabernacle is described here as in very much in the same way that other contemporary temples of other religions would have been built in that time. But there is a crucial difference. The critical difference is this, that in other temples of other religions, there was always an image of the deity. Yet in this tabernacle and also in the temple, there is no image of the deity, for God cannot be captured in an image. And what is the significance of some of the items here? Well, the most important item in the inner sanctuary was the gold-covered Ark of the Covenant. The covering of it was called the Atonement Cover, or the Mercy Seat. And this was the focus for the Day of Atonement, the ritual that happened every year. It was there that the sacrificed animal's blood is sprinkled by the high priest to make atonement for sins, for the sins of the people. Leviticus 16, verse 14. He is to take some of the bull's blood and with his finger sprinkle it on the front of the atonement cover. Then he shall sprinkle some of it with his finger seven times before the atonement cover. And it goes on to talk about the goat and other matters. That's Leviticus 16, 14 to 17. Here also I mentioned the cherubim of the glory in verse 5. They overshadow the atonement cover. What's going on there? Well, they point, in a way, to the invisible presence of God. He is there. He promised his people that's where he would be, and yet he is not visible as such, but they point to that. He's enthroned between the cherubim, 1 Samuel 4, verse 4. "So the people sent men to Shiloh. They brought back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim." Of course, not limited in time and space to that, but in a symbolic way, but also in a very real presence way, when the priest, the high priest, goes in there to consult. Exodus 25, verse 17, "Make an atonement cover of pure gold," Moses is told, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide. "Make 2 cherubim out of hammered gold at the ends of the cover. Make 1 cherub one end, 2nd cherub on the other. Make the cherubim one piece of the cover with 2 ends. The cherubim ought to have their wings spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them. The cherubim ought to face each other, looking toward the cover. Place the cover on top of the ark. Put it in the Ark of the Testimony, which I will give you. There, above the cover, between the 2 cherubim that are over the Ark of the Testimony, I will meet you and give you all my commands for the Israelites." Now, here is the thing that's interesting to me. The writer to these people considered that their knowledge of that would help them with their faith with Jesus Christ. It is important for us all to have an understanding of the Old Testament and the Old Covenant, and then we will more fully appreciate what we have in Jesus Christ. Well, next time we'll go on to look more at that. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.